episode 575, Are You in the Desert?
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day, sweet ladies. How are you? I pray today your spirit is filled with jubilee. It's Sweet Spirit Sunday, and it is all about the time to reflect on you, for you. You work so hard. And I can tell you that when I'm tired, oh my goodness, you just want to take a break. And we need those times. So today, take a break, take a load off. And I want you just to really reflect and have some time with you. Are you in the desert? Life is full of roller coasters, big ones, and some even bigger. Even though you can be having fun or challenged by your days, there comes a point where you thirst. Are you in the desert? The thirst for water that rejuvenates the soul, the thirst that can't be quenched without the goodness, the love, and the grace of God. For me, the busyness can induce chaos and upset my day, where I forget to even include Christ in it. I get up in the morning and most of the time I say, rise and shine. Lord, I give you all the glory. I don't know what's going to come today, but I know you're going to bless it. But there are some days that I just forget. How horrible is that of me? Would you forget your best friend if they walked in your room every single morning? Would you not greet your husband as you see him in the bathroom? Would you just totally ignore him? Well, you know, when you get busy and chaos is in your life and you find yourself coming and going too quickly, it's easy to put God off. It really is. Why? Because we don't physically see him standing there. I know that sounds a little strange, but we don't. And we may feel his presence, but it's very easy for us to give that up and not to have that. As the day lingers tonight, the frustration builds. The guiltiness of not having success weighs heavy on my heart. Not getting everything done, not doing it right. Oh my goodness, I forgot this with the kids. Or, oh man, I was supposed to do that for my husband. I didn't get that done. And you know, that to-do list that I had from 3 weeks ago, I'm still working at it. It's so heavy on my shoulders. Not to mention how the husband and the children feel. They get fed up too. They're like, hey, what about me? Are you here to take care of me? I need your attention, Mom. Are you in the desert? Maybe you're searching for something better, an opportunity to soar on wings like eagles. But when you do it alone, it becomes evident you're in the desert, a land that has no peace, always wanting more than what you have, concerned for others yet exhausted to care for you. The dull ache becomes stronger and the spirit weakens. How do you drag yourself from desert living to amplified living? Have you ever thirsted so much where your mouth is just so dry? And it doesn't matter what type of liquid you can get in there. It's just like you gulp it down. Even if it's chewing or sucking on a piece of gum or candy. How you stimulate saliva in your mouth to be generated. And you're like, oh gosh, there's a little bit there. I think I'll survive. Or maybe you've been sick. And you've been so sick that you've become dehydrated. Yet anything you put down, you can't keep it down. So you lose it all. I experienced that my freshman year in college. I had moved back home. My parents were in Washington, D.C. at the time. And so I moved back home with them. And I had really had a really rough semester. I took over 20 hours my second semester of my freshman year. Moved back home, went right into taking care of people from Hawaii, my mom's school where she used to teach. They brought over their kids to go see Washington, D.C. So I was their tour guide. And we went, I mean, it was like nonstop. I had no break. And I got sick, so sick. I was dehydrated, literally. I couldn't keep anything down. Finally, my mom took me to the emergency room. And they had to pump me with 4 liters of saline solution. I was so dehydrated. That was all via IV. They wouldn't let me go because I couldn't keep anything down. Like anything I would try to drink, it upset my stomach. It was just not good. But my body had, it was like, no, I'm rejecting all of this. Have you ever longed for something in your life like that? Not just necessarily water, but a thirst that only God can quench. You must be intentional with your conversations and who you are including. Some of your life's friends only suck us dry, leaving our hearts begging for hope. We want more. But they can't fill that void. Our husbands can't fill that void. Our children can't fill that void. Our business, we think, maybe can fill the void, but it can't. Colossians 3:1 says this, "Since then you have been raised with Christ. Set your heart on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God." It's important for us to set our heart on things above, on God Himself, because only He can quench our thirst. Only He can take it from us and give us exactly what we need when we need it. Our soul, our spirit sometimes becomes so dehydrated. It doesn't know what to do. And it just is kind of like you're just going through the motions, not feeling alive. Have you had those days where you've stayed up way past 24 hours straight, maybe even 48 hours or more? I know you have. Maybe not real recent, but think back to that feeling. It's more than overwhelm. It's this exhaustion that's just, it's heavy on you. Think about fog. You know how fog covers the land when it's real thick and real dense? And it's like you could cut it through with a knife or even your hand and play karate chop with it. And you're like, whoa, I can move it. I'm all powerful. Well, it does feel that way, but when you're so exhausted and so drained, it's like fog. You can't see what's right in front of you. You don't know if you're coming or going. You don't know if you're going in circles or going in squares. You don't know how long you've been walking. You're exhausted. You almost feel like giving up completely. Reaching to those points of, I'm done, Lord. I'm finished. But you see, since then you have been raised with Christ. Set your heart on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Your hope is available to you when you walk in faith. You need to be intentional with having a conversation with God. He wants to be there for you. Don't shut Him out. If you're longing in your spirit saying, I need more, there's something missing, He's right there. Give Him permission to walk with you, stand by you, and hold you tight. There's no greater love than Christ's love. God sent His only Son to die for you. He's given you everything. Yet we turn our backs. We only cry out when we really need Him. What if you were to cry out to Him every single day? And say, God, take me as I am. I don't have any fluff to give. You see exactly who you created. Create in me who you want to see. Quench my thirst. Quench my soul, that I may no longer stumble, that I may no longer want something more than you. God wants to be there with you. The dry, lonely days will then wither away. The desert will fade. Your thirst quenched. Your soul will be rejuvenated. You'll feel inspired again. You'll have hope. And not surface hope. Not stuff that you can, feel good when you go shopping and you get that little adrenaline rush like, ooh, something new. This is that thirst that's been quenched that's no longer anymore. And you're overflowing with joy, this jubilee within you. God wants that for you. You will be a beacon of sunlight to all who meet you, all who see you. And they'll say, my, You have a glow about you. Your soul has been quenched. Your soul, your spirit has been rejuvenated. Choose to impact today because you are a woman of impact. You were created on purpose for a purpose. Take time today and get that soul rejuvenated. Get your thirst quenched, for you are no longer in the desert. I love you so very much. Make it an amazing week. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.